Welcome to the Golf Podcast, presented by Golficity, where we bring you the tips, instruction, and support you need to get the most out of your golf game. And now your hosts, Frank and Mike.
So welcome back to the Golf Podcast. After we had a week off last week, holidays, bit under the weather myself. How you been, Mike?
I've been good, you know, getting back into the swing of things here.
That's excellent. Now, you know, last time around we talked about our 2004 PGA Tour preview, and that's been that kicked off last week. And I tell you what, so far the fantasy picks have been great.
Yeah, I think I got big expectations out of that young kid, Jordan Spieth. I think he's going to be the man. I think he's going to have like a Rory type year, you know.
Yeah, look how he played. Everyone worries about the sophomore slump, but he carried it right into, you know, he's at there at Kapalua. He was playing excellent, lights out. I thought he had a chance to win it, but, you know, Zach Johnson was just unbeatable in that final round.
Yeah, it was fun. I love this time of year. This is cool. I'm looking forward to Thursdays every week.
Absolutely, yeah. And anybody who doesn't know, we do fantasy picks on golfficity.com every week, and it's a in-depth, thorough analysis we do on there, so definitely be sure to check that out. This week, what we're going to talk about is weight transfer. We're going to link to this in the show notes. You can get to everything by going to golfficity.com/episode18. But we had an article recently from a guest author, Malin Kent, and he goes into some really great detail on this. We're going to cover a little bit of it, but make sure you check that out. And we'll quote him in a couple areas because there's some great tips that he you know, shows us on weight transfer and the importance of that. So we'll get into that in a moment. But first thing I want to talk about is the contest we're running right now. Mike, you want to get into that a little bit?
Yeah, Kicker Golf is awesome golf apparel company. I have a lot of their gear, and you know, I think they got some really great stuff, and they've been so kind to offer a really cool prize of $200 shopping spree to their website. And basically, you know, we've been running this January 1st to January 31st. Anyone who hops onto our directory and rates and reviews a couple of our courses will be entered to win, and it's a pretty cool thing for I've got a lot of people coming on and a lot of people rating and reviewing some courses.
Yeah, and it's easy, and I really like the format that we strung together for this one because it's not just kind of one and done. You can really improve your chances of winning. And just briefly, again, I'll include it in the notes, in the show notes, all the details about how you can enter. But just briefly, if you go onto the golf directory, the Golficity Golf Directory, the link you'll see right on golficity.com, if you register for a free account on there, you get one chance to win. But then after that, you can kind of increase your chances by going on and posting golf course reviews. For each review that you post, you have a three additional chances to win. Are entered into the pot. And with the reviews, you can post pictures, you know, pictures that you've taken out on the course. Each picture that you post with your review is an additional chance to win. So you can really stack them up, and people have been on there. They've been getting nuts with it. I love seeing that. I think some people are up to, they've got 20, 30 chances in the pot already, right?
Yeah, I wish I could do this because I would sit there and review, I don't know, 50 courses, 55 courses at least, and I'd have fun doing it too.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a fun one. So get on there. You know, everything, like I said, it's all free. You know, registering on for your free account, posting them. And the main point of this, and the reason we've talked about this in past podcasts, but the main point of this is that we really want to grow the directory. Mike and I think it's going to be a very useful resource for everyone because it's real reviews by real players. You know, when you're looking for a new course to play, it's a great thing to check out, you know, and there's always those little hints and tips that you can only get from playing a course, like best times to play, how to avoid wait times, you know, where to go to book a tee time, things like that. Lots of great information. It's all firsthand information. So we're doing a good thing. We're growing that resource, but at the same time, getting a chance to win. And the nice thing is it's a $200 gift card, and you can spend it on anything on their site. I mean, you could pick up, and their stuff is not only is it great, it's reasonably priced. I mean, for that price, you'd be set for spring. I mean, you could pick up at least a couple shirts, some new golf shoes, pants, whatever. So definitely check that out. We encourage that. Mike, anything else going on new for you?
No, just sticking to the indoor golf for the next few weeks, and actually looking forward to playing this weekend again because I just want to keep the swing. I want to keep the pre-shot routine intact, and I don't want to lose any of the stuff that I've learned last season. So
I agree. That's the most important thing. We talked about this in a past episode where we discussed the different ways to tune up your golf game in the off season, and it, you know, for guys like us that were the it's ridiculous, this weather that we're experiencing right now. I think we posted something on Instagram to show everybody. We got snow outside. The last 2 days, it's been 5 degrees here when I got in my car in the morning. And man, if there's anything that's going to give you the itch for spring and to be back on the golf course, is that. But rather than having your swing go completely cold, you know, it's great. Mike and I get together on the weekends. We go to the simulator. We play 18 holes wherever we want to play. You know, it's not the same as being on the golf course, but we're out there taking real swings. And, you know, I feel like I stay in shape that way.
But, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So other than that, you know, my other exciting news today, I picked up some new golf shoes. I couldn't pass it up. I saw a sale on some of the Echo ones that I like, and I don't know. I feel like this is the time of year when I start stocking up on stuff. Maybe it's just high hopes and dreams to get back out there.
Yeah. Do you do new shoes every year? Is that your thing? I think that's your thing.
I do it because I wear them out. You and I, we walk every day. You know, that's we walk true. Every round. And I like to buy, you know, just comfortable shoes for walking because, you know, we're out there. I beat them up. I mean, I'm out there 8 months walking 2-3 rounds a week. There's not much left of them by the end of the season, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So let's jump right in. Let's talk about weight transfer. And this is, again, I'm going to encourage you to definitely check out the show notes and read the article because it's just really, it's well written. There's a lot of very detailed instruction and stuff in there that we're going to touch on, but I'm not going to go through each little thing. I want to make sure that you get a chance to take a look at that. And, you know, pull it up on your smartphone when you're out there practicing and read through it again because it's an excellent tips. But one thing that you're going to learn from this and one thing that I learned from this, I had never really thought of it, but the title of the article is Weight Transfers, the Key to Excellence in Any Sport. And that's what I found very interesting. The way that the author relates the golf to so many other sports we played. And one specific phrase that jumped out at me is where he said, look, you know this. You've actually felt this before. Even if you're new to golf, everyone has swung a baseball bat before, you know, or at least, you know, swung a tennis racket or thrown a football, thrown a baseball. If you really get down to it, the real nitty gritty of it, every single one of those sports involves a similar motion of weight shift. So we're going to talk about that a little bit because if you can kind of get your mindset into that and translate into your golf swing, not only are you improving that real core fundamental, but you're going to see better, you know, swing speeds, you're going to see more accuracy and a lot of things like that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. So let's start with the setup when you first address the golf ball. Now, as the author says, the distance between your feet is going to highly depend on what club you're swinging because, you're going to widen your stance or close it down a little bit. But when you start off, you're standing over the ball, you're going to pretty much have about a 50-50 weight distribution between both feet. Now, when we go through this, like we've done in previous podcasts, we're going to be, you know, so we're not constantly jumping back and forth. We're going to be referencing for a righty. So when you hear us say, you know, right side, left side, think of it for a righty's golf swing. If you're a lefty, just reverse everything we're saying. But for the fact of just keeping it simplified, we're going to be discussing for a righty. So when I say you're shifting, you know, to the right, you know, it's for a righty and vice versa for a lefty. But the main thing they're going to do, and we're going to, when he breaks it down, is he talks about how the weight shift will shift. You'll go from 50-50 when you address the ball to shifting to your right or to your back leg, and then shifting through to your left. It's a very similar motion to, like I said, hockey, slapping a puck or throwing a football. Think about that for a moment. Just envision throwing a football. You're going to shift your weight back to your right foot, and then as you throw, you're going to end up with most of your weight on your front foot or your left foot. The author here talks about ending with about 90-10, but we're going to start off 50-50. Now, the other thing you want to do is you want to make sure in your setup that you're not too flat-footed. Okay. You want to make sure that you, a good way to do this or a good practice way to figure out where your weight should be on your feet. The author says it's just to bend forward from the waist so you feel the balls of your feet take most of your weight. Okay. And again, if you're any bit athletic or if you've played other sports before, you can liken this a lot to a ready position in most other sports. Think about, I mean, Mike, you played baseball, right? When they say the ready position, you kind of shift onto the balls of your feet so you're able to quickly move and shift your weight. Now you think about being like a shortstop and you need to quickly react and go left or right and shift that weight. The best place to be is on the balls of your feet, not on your heels, right?
Yeah, and this is actually making me think because I'm fully cocked back when I'm driving. When I'm on the tee box getting ready, setting up my drive, I put about 80 into my back leg. I mean, am I doing it wrong?
So you're saying that you feel that much weight on your back leg before even starting the swing motion?
Yes, and I'm on like a slight lean to the back. Like I'm cocked up and ready to bring all my power from back to front.
That's interesting. I mean, a lot of what it's going to depend on and a lot of what the author talks about is as long as you're turning, and we're going to get into that in a second about torquing and turning your hips. The big problem is not shifting or sliding. That's where you're going to lose some power. So for instance, let's say when you say that you have a lot on your back foot or your right foot, if you're sliding your hips, you could actually be losing some ability to torque up. So for instance, let's talk about that. Let's just jump right into the backswing because it almost seems as though that's where you're already starting with your weight distribution. The whole point here, the whole movement that you want is to torque up or twist your body. It's coiling like a spring and then you're going to uncoil. So there's a couple ways you can do this, but what I like to think of it is it almost feels like you're loading up tension. When I was in high school and we played on the golf team, one thing that my coach had discussed and one thing that stuck with me as a member, a way of thinking about it is, when I take my backswing, your left knee, so your knee that is closer to the target, you don't want to roll that in because then that's when you start to lose that torque. If you could keep that steady, you should feel, I often feel in my left thigh, I'll feel almost like taking a paper towel, I'm taking a bath towel and twisting it, where you feel that twisting torque. That's what I mean. It's just getting ready to be released. So a good way to do this and a good way to teach yourself what this should feel like, and we'll run through real quick what the author talks about, is to first just, you know, set up with a stance, and you can do this actually without a club. And this is a good thing to do now, you know, it's, for a lot of us, like I said, it's the off season and you know, you're not really outside, but doesn't mean you can't practice this. You can do this standing in your living room. But first thing is, you know, start with that wide stance, you know, as though you're setting up with a driver. Feel that you're evenly distributed between both legs and then make sure that you're moved onto the balls of your feet a little bit. Now, the main thing you want to do is without moving your head, and even without moving your hands at this point, you want to start the weight transfer by rolling your left foot a little bit. And if you do that, you'll start to feel the transfer that weight go to your right side. You want to, you know, be careful. And what the author says is be sensitive where the extra weight is under your right foot. You want to keep it on the ball of your foot. So keep that in mind. If you start to find that when you're doing this, the backswing, this torquing up we talk about, if you find that you're starting to fall back on your back heel, on your back right heel, you want to correct that because that's where you're starting to fall away from the ball. You're out of balance and you're going to have problems when you start coming back through the ball. Okay. And you just want to work on that. That's a little thing. You know, we're not even going forward yet. Just that backswing. And again, going back to, you want to twist. You don't want to sway. Remind yourself of that. If you're swaying to the right, you're not torquing up or you're not loading up any power. Okay. All you're doing is moving your center of gravity. In this regard, your center of gravity is staying in the same spot. You're just twisting and torquing up. So you can go that and just keep feeling it. And then what the author talks about is go from 50-50 to maybe 60-40, with 60% being on your back right foot. So Mike, to answer your question, I think if there's much more than 60% of your weight shifted to your back, that, you know, that might be a hindrance. Now, you know, you're athletic and you can move that back through. But the more weight that you have shifted back, the more that you have to move back through the ball, you know, correctly without making any mistake.
Right. And that actually, a lot of times that's causing me to be more violent with my swing and hooking it more. I'm thinking maybe I'm just too much power back there and it's just too much torque for me, really. So that's good to know.
It could very well be. And I would say, if nothing else, like, everybody's numbers are going to be a little bit different, but we like to go back to the baseline and just try what he's talking about. Try to go from 50-50 to 60-40, okay? And he says, just keep repeating that motion. You know, basically think of it as like you're you know, cocking and releasing, just weight shift. But the whole time, keeping in mind, you're not swaying, you're shifting, you're twisting. You should actually see your belt buckle, you know, turning and moving, okay? So that's the main thing. Now, after that, you know, you've practiced that a little bit, moving on to practicing the whole thing by coming through with the downswing. In the downswing, you're actually going to release all the way through the ball. You get your weight completely onto your left foot. So now you should be moving from 50-50, 60-40 to about 90-10, okay? 90% of which is on your left foot or your leading foot. So again, you can practice this. The author goes into it in detail, the different steps. I'm not just going to, you know, read through those, but what he talks about is essentially just starting that motion by pushing off with the ball of your right foot. Now, remember, if you did this correctly, you shifted about 60% of your weight onto that back foot. It should be on the ball of your foot, because like we talked about earlier, you're pitched forward a little bit in that ready position. Use that ball, your foot, as a trigger, start pushing it through. Okay, your weight will transfer, and you want to transfer all the way until you're essentially standing on your left foot, you know, facing down the target line. And that push causes a little extra burst of speed. So this is where really you're going to start gaining some extra club head speed. But remember, it's not a hip slide. You know, if you slide the hips, you lose your power. Okay, so and the author reminds us of that. But the main thing to do here is, I know it could sound complicated, you know, going through it in this manner, but just visualize. And we talk about visualization, how important that is in golf. Visualize a baseball swing. I mean, we've all taken a cut before. What do? You know, you start off on the balls of your feet, more or less most of the I'm not talking about being on your tiptoes here, but what I'm saying is the most of your weight is shifted forward to the balls of your feet, so you have a little bit more of an ability to move. That, you know, when you're in your ready position, The pitcher starts his motion. What do? You load up a little bit by moving back, and it's about a 60-40. And then as you come through the ball, you push off of the ball of your foot on that back foot. You come through the ball, and then you end up with, you know, your motion and your forward motion moving forward with 90% of your weight on the other side. So, you know, we've all done it before, and the author talks about it being very intuitive. We've felt it before, and that's just a good way to think of it in your golf swing. You know, people tend to get they start thinking about being handsy, and I gotta, you know, drop my shoulder in, and I gotta, you know, cock the elbow, and you get into all those things. Those are great, you know, when you want to really fine tune it, but this is a fundamental that you really want to get down first, because this is where you're going to generate your power. The main thing to do, and like I said, you'll shift, you'll start to feel more natural with this if you think about that. Again, whatever your sport is, other than golf, try to translate it. It's a similar thing with a tennis swing, same type of thing. The ball's coming, you start from your 50-50, you're moving back 60-40, and then stepping through the ball 90-10. You know, I can relate that to plenty of other things. You could even say pitching in baseball, how we push off that back foot. You know, that's a much more dramatic motion, but same type of concept. So the five key motions to keep in mind, and we'll wrap it up here. The five key motions are start in that ready position, 50-50, load the right side, as the author says. Now you've gone to, he says 40-60, to keep in mind that 60 is on the back, okay? As the swing begins, you want to push off with the right foot. The hips start to slide forward into the ball, and then you end up, you know, 90-10 on the other side. Weight shift, that's what it's all about. And that's where the club head speed comes from. That's what the pros are working on. And it really makes intuitive sense. Mike, do you agree with me when you start to think about it with other sports, how it makes it a little bit easier for people who are, you know, athletic to start to translate that into something else?
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, it seems like almost every sport, you know, you kind of have this this whole philosophy here. And I think that I want to try this weekend. I'm letting you know that I might get there a couple minutes early, set up the driving range. And I think I'm going to try to do this exactly to see if it fixes anything. So,
yeah, And I got to give credit, you know, to Malin for that, making that connection, the author. And it's just something that you don't necessarily think of. You think of sometimes golf as being so different from the other sports you may have grown up playing, but it's really not. It's really a common thing, that motion. So, you know, I encourage you to try it out, you know, and try that shift and see how it works out for you, because I think it can be a big help. And I know even some of the different lessons that I've taken, right off the bat, some of, you know, the different pros have stressed, you know, weight transfer. Mike, you had a similar experience where he had you, you know, kind of taking some swings off one foot, right?
Yeah, we were practicing wedges, and he told me to pick my back foot off the ground, and I was doing everything off one foot, and, you know, I didn't really understand why I was doing that, and then it kind of all made sense, and, you know, things were getting better and better. So the whole weight, you know, situation, it was odd, but I kind of play that way still, Frank. You know, I still, when I'm chipping, when I'm, you know, 70, 60 out, I'll always kind of take that pressure off one foot. So, you know, this whole article that Malin wrote, it kind of makes sense now when he kind of dissects it. And I'm actually glad, because I want to put this to the test.
Yeah, and you're right. It might be something that you're even doing, but you're not thinking of. And if you bring your awareness to it and a little bit of attention to it, you'll start to be able to really hone it in. And these are the times when, all those times we run into where, you know, maybe our swing is off and I'm not playing well right now. It might be something as simple as your weight distribution is off. So, you know, go back to your fundamentals. We talked about this in a previous podcast, that the pros, you know, they're not working on some sort of crazy tricks that you know, they're only privy to. They're working on their fundamentals. They're getting them down. And I did a similar exercise with the one foot and, you know, taking it back. And the main reason you do that is because it forces you to feel the weight transfer. You know, if your back foot is either in the air or behind you, effectively taking it out of play, when you shift that weight, you're going to feel it, because you're going to pitch over, you're going to fall over. So it gives you an idea, and you can actually start to feel it, right down to honing down to feeling it shift, not through your body, but even through your foot. You know, and I know when I feel like I've taken a really good swing, I can feel it in my left foot. I can feel that I've moved the weight from my big toe, you know, right down to the other side, right to the outside arch of my foot. I can actually feel it rolling as I'm shifting through it. So it's a great thing. Mike, you have anything else you want to add to that?
No, I just want to know, what course do you want to play this weekend?
That's a good question. We might have to step it up. Where were we last week? Where did we play last weekend?
It was the key. I think it was Kiawah. No, yeah, it was Kiawah. The ocean course.
Yeah, you're right.
It was Kiawah. And that was fun.
That was fun. I want to play something that really kind of gives us a little more of a challenge. I don't want to go back to Sawgrass. That was tricky. Even indoors, that's tricky.
Yeah. And you know what? And I was thinking about it after we played. You know what it is about Kiawah that when you play it on the simulator, it's nothing like real life. You know, when we would be off, you know, you'd be off the fairway a little bit and you're in the fescue, you're in the long stuff.
Right.
You know, the simulator doesn't really take that into effect. We, you know, we could still take a full swing. But if you or I were there in real life, we'd have to punch it out back into the fairway and take our lumps.
Yeah, there's no way, because we shot in the low 80s, I think. And, you know, playing the real course, we're not in low 80s.
Yeah, no way. Especially from the tees and everything where we were playing it from. No, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We should play one we haven't played before, because we've been burning through the menu over there, playing like every course with all this cold weather.
Right. Maybe we'll hit a Myrtle Beach course or something, but we'll pick a good one.
You know what I'd be interested to find out? What is probably the most played course? Because we see every week when we're there, we see guys who are their first time in the simulator.
Definitely Pebble Beach.
I was going to say Pebble Beach. It's either that or St. Andrews. One of the two, like, as soon as, like, yeah. How many times a day, if you work there, do you think you hear, set me up at Pebble?
Yeah, exactly. And not many times will they hear, yeah, can you set me up at Casa de Campo? So,
yeah, no, that's for guys like us who are there every weekend, be like, oh, let's mix it up. We got to do something different here. We're going to be like, you know what? Load up the local course we play.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's what
if
we
they had
should
that.
Do. Yeah, we could practice it. We'll go out there and take all of our buddies' money.
Exactly. And I want to use that new three wood you got. Hope you'll let me try that out.
Yeah, I think you'll hit that well, because it's a lot like your hybrid, I think.
Yeah, maybe I'll put this weight, you know, distribution idea on that three wood. I want to try to get that down.
It's a good thing to tell. And hey, look, there's no better time to try it than in the simulator. You know, we're in there. It doesn't count. You're just having fun. You're just, you know, swinging it. And if it goes in the woods, you're not chasing after it.
Yeah, that's true.
So we'll be out there. And then next week, we've got a great podcast coming. We've got a couple more interviews scheduled. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, as always, thank you for listening. If you want to contact us, the best way to get in touch with Mike and I is to email us at podcast@golfficity.com. You can also check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/golfficity. You could tweet us at golfficity. We're also on Google Plus. So there's a lot of ways you can get in contact with us. Also, make sure, you know, check us out on the web. You can check us out on golfficity.com. And on the show notes, you can always leave your comments. So the show notes for this will be golfficity.com/episode18. Leave your comments there, what you think about the show. If you have your own input, maybe there's different tips you can share as far as weight distribution, weight shift, and how has it helped your game, or is there different tips that you've used or different practice methods? We'd love to hear from them. So thanks again for listening. As I said, we'll be back again next week, and we will talk to you then.